Broadcasting live from Atlanta, Georgia, it's the Georgia Minority Supplier Development Council's 2014 annual meeting. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Stone Payton here with Lee Cantor, ready to innovate, ignite, and transform at the GMSDC 2014 annual meeting and ribbon cutting. And before we break for the ribbon cutting, we are going to have the pleasure of visiting with a lady with global procurement and supply chain for a little company some of you may have come across in your career, Ingersoll Rand. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast Supplier Diversity Manager Jackie LaJoy. How you doing?
I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
I am doing well. We are delighted to have you. What brings you down from North Carolina, right? To hang out with this crowd this evening?
Well, Georgia seems like a nice place to visit. I'm really here for GMSDC. We're a proud member of GMSDC and the National. And actually, our equipment, our HVAC equipment, is in the new center down here. So I didn't want to miss that.
So you were coming by to check it out, to make sure it's operational?
That and the crab
jokes. We do it right the first time, so that's not a question.
So now, why is it important for Ingersoll Rand to be involved with GMSDC?
Well, GMSDC, we like to think of them as a partner that can help us in many ways. One being developing suppliers so that when they bring, they help develop suppliers that can then bring the innovation and be more competitive in our own supply chain.
Uh-huh.
Plus the fact if I need a supplier, I can just pick up the phone and call them and they know who the suppliers are in Georgia and they can help us.
How much time does that save you?
It saves a lot because there's no one database that you can go to suppliers. So, and they never say no, which is kind of good.
That's another good thing too, right?
Great thing.
Now, you've been involved for quite some time in this supply chain world, right?
Right.
Now, how has it evolved over the years?
A lot. Back when I first started, it was only minorities and we didn't think about women or veterans or anybody else. And it was really socially driven. A lot of times it was from HR. And then it changed to kind of a government focus. And today corporations are getting smart about it and realize it's a competitive advantage.
And how do you see it as a competitive advantage?
Well, a number of ways. One is you introduce new suppliers into the supply chain, you're going to introduce competition, mm-hmm. right, which drives the cost down. But the fact that when you introduce new companies in, you get different points of view, innovation to it. Plus, our customers are asking for minority content in what we deliver. So it's just, you know, it's never ending. I think the ROI, I have a chart that shows the ROI, and it depends on who you're talking to, what the ROI is. If it's marketing, I'm going to get the brand image out there. And if it's manufacturing, I'm going to find the best suppliers that you want to manufacture the goods.
So I'd be interested to hear from you because I'm sure you've seen it all. What are some of the mistakes or things that maybe smaller companies, minority companies make as they're trying to secure business with larger companies? What are some of the traps you see them fall into? Or what would you have them do better if you could counsel them a little bit?
Yeah, I don't think it's particular to minority or women or veteran. It's just small businesses in total. It's mm-hmm. I admire them for every day that they get up and go do their jobs because I could not do it. I can be their champion. I think sometimes a supplier will try to go around and sometimes going around, you know what I'm saying? In other words, if they should be meeting with me or with procurement and they find another way in the door, and they don't follow the channels, that can backfire on them sometimes.
Like when they do an end run and try to...
Sometimes I encourage the end runs, but but I'm not saying that works every time. Another thing is, and it's that tender balance, and I know everybody says this, it's the balance of when you're being, you're updating me on what's going on in your business, or you're calling me and absolutely every day, and you're telling me that you're going to lose your job if you don't land this deal.
That's not a terribly effective sales technique over time, or maybe once.
It makes me worry about them, but I don't award the business.
So you have different criteria than their house payment.
Well, that's happened to me, and it's
wow.
You know, it wasn't a comfortable situation, but that's
sure.
happened. Yeah.
But you guys have special programs for minorities, for women, for veterans. Are they all like custom to those groups, or that's just you put them all in one bucket?
We have separate goals for minorities, women, and veterans. So we have three uh-huh. separate goals. Because if you lump them all into one bucket, sometimes it's very easy to get unbalanced.
Right.
Right. Because they all market different to corporations. We don't treat them any different. No.
Right. But but you have special programs for each one of them individually. Like the veterans program might be different than the women's program.
No.
No, it's the same program.
It's the same. We treat them all the same. In other words, when my guys come and they want somebody that can do simple stampings or metal fab, I look for all of them. Now, I'll put minorities on put them on separate pages for them to know what they're looking at.
Right.
But I don't treat them any different.
Oh.
So speak to this certification process and this vetting process a little bit, if you will, because it's my understanding that has a great deal to do with why and how larger organizations work with the GMSDC. As you know, that you've got a direct conduit mm-hmm. to people that are going to do business properly, I guess, or properly equipped.
Well, the certification actually doesn't vet the company as far as qualifications, but you know for a fact that you're doing business with a supplier that is at least 51% owned, operated, and controlled by a minority.
Right.
So it's not a front.
Okay.
So that's the key to me. Mm-hmm. When there's nothing worse than putting counting a supplier that you think is a minority and going to your CEO and celebrating this great success, and the next year you realize that it's really not what you thought, and we're not at X percent or X dollars, and you're taking out millions of dollars. So you're going backwards just because the certification right. wasn't there. And the certification kind of... Yeah, it's like that seal of approval. But
right.
if I see that certification, then I'm like, hey, go. You know? Okay. And then it comes to, can you provide the service, the quality, the, you know, at a competitive cost? Then we get to that phase.
Well, and how do you do that? Does Ingersoll Rand have your own internal vetting process for figuring that out? Or you go to the marketplace like the rest of us? Or you roll the dice now and again?
Or GMSDC, or does it help you in that area as well?
No, actually... For us, I use the database, and I would use GMSDC if I had a supplier. I always ask my procurement teams, is there a revenue threshold? And if they were to tell me $10 million, I'd look for a $5 million supplier because you might miss off on some great potential on a supplier. You know, that mm-hmm. might be a development opportunity.
Where they can grow into it, right?
Yeah. I mean, so, you know, you can't lock them out. But I do need to realize it's... The last thing you want to do is award business to a supplier and then pull the business. And, you know, that
right.
happens
right.
with corporations. And then you've ruined them.
Right.
Simply
right.
because you helped them get too far in.
But you right. must have, over the years, had the opportunity to really see certain suppliers grow and really transform their business because they had a relationship with your company.
Yeah,
that must be rewarding.
It's funny because I've been at three major corporations, and then I was at the Carolinas Minority Supplier Development Council for a little while, and suppliers tend to have followed me for 20 years. So wherever I go,
where's Jackie?
Yeah,
oh, she's at Ingersoll Rand. Let's get over there.
I crawl out of the woodwork, but I've taken some of those same companies to every one of those corporations because uh-huh. I'm confident. I know that, especially when I'm launching a new program. At Ingersoll Rand, we started our program in 2012 in September, and I knew that I had to hit the ground running with suppliers that, beyond a shadow of a doubt, they
can deliver.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that they could, I think, we used to call it delight the customer, right? And so I could put those suppliers out there, and all I would do is I'd call them and say, you better execute with excellence, and you better execute flawlessly, and then I would champion them. And so, yeah, I've seen a lot of that over the years. It's wonderful.
That must be the rewarding part of the job. Because you're probably slammed most of the time and a million things going on, and when you have those opportunities to see somebody shine that you championed, it just must make your day.
Well, I'll tell you, I've always been associated with small business. And I don't know that I've ever had a proper appreciation for someone in a position like yours. You're constantly putting your reputation out there and putting your head on the chopping block almost for the reputation of the folks that you're bringing into the organization. And I don't know that I've ever had that much of an appreciation for it. You know, I've always been the small guy raising my hand saying, you know, please pick me. But, I mean, that's something to be recognized, and it's important that you have some degree of risk mitigation available to you to go, you know, and be able to choose people that you know are, in fact, certified.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never really thought about
it. You know, it is funny. I've had it backfire on me a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you still keep plugging around, you know. You take it as a learning experience, and you still keep championing those businesses. Hey, I have kids. I want my kids to have the same opportunities when they go out there and they
see
what they want. And if we don't all do that, then we might as well just quit right now and tell our kids there's no hope.
Now, so, when you're working with the GMSDC, have you been involved in their mentor protege program?
I have not been involved with their mentor protege program. I've been involved with mentor protege programs before, and I can tell you mentoring is a very difficult thing to do. And that everybody should not be a mentor. So,
like, not everybody should sing.
What is the qualities in your mind of a good mentor?
That's funny.
It is. I mean, you know what? And I'll tell you that from personal experience. We launched, when I was at another company, we launched a mentor program. And the way we did it, we said, one of our executives said, I'm going to mentor, and all of my direct reports are going to mentor. And, oh, by the way, all their direct reports are going to mentor. And so here I am, like, herding cats with 34 mentors. And number one, you have to have that heart to be a mentor.
Right. Yeah.
You have to want to do it. And so what it was after the first year, you know, we had a few successes, but those are the ones with heart. And the rest of them were truly...
They were frustrated.
It was painful on both sides. So we retooled it and came back out, and we had a much smaller program because mentoring is hard to do.
And then it's not something you can probably jump into. You probably need some training or coaching to be a mentor in order to give what the mentee is looking for, right, and really serve them.
Right. You need the mentee. You need the right structure in the program. You can put structure around the program and not be the right thing. In other words, the worst thing I want to do is put a mentor protege or be involved in any mentor protege program where the supplier is not really growing.
Right.
But so incredibly valuable when it is run right and when you do have the right people in that role. You talk about rewarding. We were talking earlier about, you know, growing, but what a terribly rewarding experience that must be when it is right.
Yeah, I've seen it be so right where suppliers doubled their sales in a year or where they took on new business lines because of some coaching. Mm-hmm. So, this whole job to me is rewarding, or I wouldn't be doing it for so long.
Well, I can tell you have so much fun with it.
I do. I love my job.
Well, we're going to let you get to it because we don't want you to miss this ribbon cutting thing. But before we wrap, let's make sure that our listeners have coordinates to learn more and Ingersoll Rand. Where can they learn more about Ingersoll Rand?
Sure. If you go to www.ingersollrand.com.
Well, it has been an absolute delight having
you
stop by.
I appreciate it.
All right. We will be back in a few from the GMSDC Open House 2014.